A change in state law allows county money to be used for domestic abuse shelters. However, that revision occurred only recently, and budgets are tight. State dollars are also limited. As for federal money under the Violence Against Women Act, those funds cannot be used for building projects. So that leaves the public as a giving source at a time when the economy is still struggling. Gerald Wilkie is executive director of Bolton Refuge House in Eau Claire. He calls it a perfect storm. Shelter needs increasing as building dollars decrease.
When we embarked upon this project, we couldn't pick a worse time to do it with the economic conditions as they are, but it just necessitated us.
Wilkie says with the expansion, they now have 29 beds and are getting calls for shelter from as far away as Madison and Milwaukee. Domestic abuse advocates in Madison just started a $7 million fundraising campaign for shelter, and Hope House in Baraboo is halfway toward getting enough donations for a bigger building. Ellen Allen is executive director of Hope House.
We ended up taking out a short-term loan and then a longer-term loan, and so that's difficult for a nonprofit organization to have a mortgage on a building because most of our funds are targeted for services.
In Wausau, a bigger shelter called Women's Community opened in April. Executive Director Jane Graham Jennings says there's been a trend of victims staying longer because the economy is making it more difficult for them to get back on their feet quickly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.